Charles Dickens' The Golden Thread, narrated by Edward Gardiner. Chapter 1. 5 years later. Tellson's Bank by Temple Bar was an old-fashioned place, even in the year 1780. It was very small, very dark, very ugly, very incommodious. It was an old-fashioned place, moreover, in the moral attribute that the partners in the house were proud of its smallness, proud of its darkness, proud of its ugliness, proud of its incommodiousness. They were even boastful of its eminence in those particulars, and were fired by an express conviction that, if it were less objectionable, it would be less respectable. This was no passive belief, but an active weapon which they flashed at more convenient places of business. Tellson's, they said, wanted no elbow room. Tellson's wanted no light. Tellson's wanted no embellishment. Noakes and Companies might, or Snooks Brothers might, but Tellson's, thank heaven. Any one of these partners would have disinherited his son on the question of rebuilding Tellson's. In this respect, the house was much on a par with the country, which did very often disinherit its sons for...